Let's start our postures with Padmasana, the jackknife pose. The feet are parallel, hip-width apart, press down, activate. Inhale, palms up, bring the arms up, stretch tall, and exhale, bend from the hips, keep the spine straight. In the first phase, straight neck in line with the spine. You can bring the hands now behind the buttocks. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, come a little bit more down. Keep the spine straight for now, shoulders down, away from the ears. The abdomen a little bit instabilizes your whole trunk. Inhale, exhale, and now let's get into the full pose. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, relax down. Bring the hands to the calves or thighs or to the big toe. The elbows are bent towards the legs. Watch the shoulders down away from the ears. The top of the head lengthens towards the floor. The legs are strong and stable. The upper body is soft and open and long. Breathe now. Go into the body, into the posture that you feel a nice stretch. Don't hurt yourself, but feel the body is working. And now breathe deeply. And be aware of the tensions that prevent you from stretching further. Relax them. To relax, think space at the points of strain. To relax, think space at the points of strain. The yogi is taught as an exercise in mental freedom to meditate on vast space. Normally, such spatial awareness is obstructed by one's sense of physical heaviness. In Padmasana, this natural sense of gravity is disoriented by the half-upward, half-downward position of the body. If one can relax in this position, one finds that the conflicting directions help the mind to overcome its bondage to gravity. With this, affirm now, mentally, nothing on earth can hold me. Nothing on earth can hold me. Nothing on earth can hold me. Keep the posture for one or two more breaths. And then let go of the grasp of the hands. You can bend the knees slightly and come up slowly, slowly, vertebra by vertebra. Lift up the head as last and then sweep up your arms and lengthen the whole body. Body loves a nice lengthening effect. And exhale, relax down. Stand still in Tadasana. And look at the point between the eyebrows. And tune in to the vastness of space, expansion. Now we practice Muktasana, the posture of Mukta, freedom. Bring the left foot backwards, slightly bent, not very much. The rear leg is straight. Bend the forward leg so that the knee is above the ankle. Press the feet down. Root yourself. Tense the buttocks. Pubis bone forward. And the belly in. Stabilize yourself. There should be equal weight on the left and right foot. And then, keeping the lower body firm and strong, inhale. Bring the palms up and sweep the arms up. Keep the shoulders down, however. Down away from the ears. Unite the hands above the head. Shoulders down, and now lift your chest, lift your heart chakra. Bring your shoulder blades down toward the buttocks. Open your heart up to the skies. Bring your chin in, and then head back in one line with the rest of the spine. Lengthen up from the top of the head. Keep the spine long. The gaze should be upward. And also from the top of the head, there is a pull upward while the feet push down and give you an upward movement. The heart is up, the gaze is up, the hands are up, your energy is up, and everything moves upward into the sky, into freedom. Feel the triumphant freedom that is suggested by this position. Feel your energy and consciousness being swept upward to the sky, into space. Affirm mentally, I am free. I am free. Keep the posture for 2 or 3 more breaths. And then inhale, lengthen tall, stretch up, and exhale, slowly bring the arms down. And then the feet together, come back into Tadasana, and bring your energy now inside and up to the point between the eyebrows, and once again, tune into space, vastness. I am free. I am free. Let's try the same thing with the other side. Right foot back. 2 or 3 feet. A nice step. Foot, the rear foot a little bit to the side, not too much. And leg straight. Bend the forward leg. Knee above the ankle. In line with the second toe. Press the feet down. Tense the buttocks. Pubis bone forward. And the belly a little bit in. This will protect your lower back. And now with the arms, bring the hand down, upward and inhale. Sweep slowly upward. Hands together above the head. Try to bring the arms not too much forward, but as far back as you can. Shoulders down. Inhale, lift the chest, open the chest, bring the shoulder blades down. And then the chin in and bring the head backwards, neck in one line with the spine. Lengthen from the top of the head. Activate the pose from the floor, from the feet. Pressing down the feet brings an upward movement of the whole body. Again, chest up, gaze up, arms, hands up. Energy flows upward through the body into the heavens, into the sky. And once again, feel the triumphant freedom that is suggested by this position. Feel your energy and consciousness being swept upward to the sky, into space. Affirm mentally in that space. I am free. I am free. Keep the posture for a few breaths longer. Stay in space. In the consciousness of space and expansion. Then inhale, stretch up. Exhale, come down with the arms. Close the legs slowly. Come into Tadasana. Bring the energy inward and up to the spiritual eye. And again, think stars, cosmos, vastness, space. Expansion, calmness, greatness. I am free. I am free. Now lie down in the deep relaxation pose, Shavasana or Savasana, and position yourself correctly. And the feet should be open at least as wide as the hips, preferably more, feet to the sides. Arms the same, not too close to the body. There is space between the arms and the body, palms facing up. Check your lumbar region, and if there's too much arch, press that region down a little bit and then relax in a more natural and healthy posture. Check your shoulders down away from the ears, shoulder blades downward, and the neck nice and long, the chin a little bit in toward the chest. Relax completely. Relaxation is not easy. This posture, according to Swami Kriyananda, is the most difficult of all yoga postures. You have to strive for relaxation, work for it, try to attain it, to achieve it. Strive for deep relaxation. And to do it, think of your body as surrounded by space. Space in all directions, spreading out to infinity. Think of your body as surrounded by space. Space in all directions, spreading out to infinity. Now, think of your feet and visualize this space gradually seeping through the pores of the skin into your feet until your feet become space. Visualize this space as gradually coming up into the calves, thighs, hips, the abdomen and stomach, the hands, forearms, upper arms, shoulders, chest, the back of the neck, sides of the neck, the throat, jaw, tongue, lips, cheeks, eyes, and brain. In feeling space in your brain, release from your mind all regrets about the past, all worries about the future. Rest in the infinite ocean of the eternal present. Rest in the infinite ocean of the eternal present. The objects of endless human concern no longer exists. There is nothing in all eternity but the right here, right now. There is nothing in all eternity but the right here, the right now. Now affirm mentally, bones, muscles, movement, I surrender now. Anxiety, elation and depression, churning thoughts, all these I give into the hands of peace. All these I give into the hands. Now slowly come up sitting for meditation on a cushion, bench or chair. Prepare for space. Sit upright, keeping your spine straight and your body relaxed. To relax completely, first inhale deeply and tense the whole body. Next, exhale forcibly and relax. Repeat this exercise 2 or 3 times. Relax. One more. Sit upright. away from the back of your chair if you're sitting in one. And concentrate now in the spine. Remember, the spine is not your backbone, those knobs that you feel along the back. It runs more or less through the center of your body. Feel that as your center. Sway the body left and right. Feel a resistance to that movement in the spine, as though you were perfectly still at your center. Now, feel yourself breathing in the spine, up with every inhalation, down with every exhalation. Let the movement begin in the region of the heart, starting at a point slightly below it and extending slightly above. Lengthen the flow gradually, beginning lower in the spine and ending higher up. Make it longer. Lengthen the flow gradually. At last, take a slow, deep breath through the nostrils, beginning at the base of the spine and ending at the point between the eyebrows. Hold the breath at that point as long as it is comfortable to do so. This time, with your exhalation, feel your breath and consciousness soaring out through the forehead, taking you with them into infinite space. This time, with your exhalation, feel your breath and consciousness soaring out through the forehead, taking you with them into infinite space. Concentrate now on infinity. Feel that from your own center, all things are cognizable. Now, begin to watch your breath. Let it flow by itself. Don't control it. Be very concentrated, very aware. Be intensely aware. Without any tension, concentrate. By concentration on the breath, one acquires the consciousness of being air or infinite space. When concentrating on the breath, keep your mind focused not so much on the mechanism of breathing, the movement of the navel, lungs, etc., as on the breath itself. In this way, your mental identification will become at last with air, with space, not with a merely negative cessation of physical movement. Direct the will, rather, toward the thought of becoming the air that is flowing in the nose, or of becoming boundless space at the Christ center between the eyebrows. Meditate on space and on the feeling of freedom from body awareness. As your practice deepens, particularly enjoy the pauses when the breath is not flowing. Use them to become more fully identified with the thought, I am He. I am infinite space. I am He. I am infinite space. You may now turn off this audio for a little bit to keep meditating or do your Kriya Yoga if you are a Kriya Yogi and tune in more and more into the consciousness I am He. I am infinite space. I am infinite space. And enter into this guided meditation. Sit upright. Sit very still. Feel that surrounding your body is an infinity of dark space. Listen intently. Listen to the whispering silence. Out of silence was sound born. Out of darkness, the light came. Of that light, suns and galaxies drew their substance. Light, not form, is the truth that infuses the universe. Surround your body now with a halo of blue light, soft, soothing, a luminous peace. Light enters you. It pierces the pores of your skin. Space lies outside you no longer. It has made you its own. It reaches deep into your muscles, your bones. The sense of heaviness has been lifted from you now. You're made of pure light. Like a boundless sphere now, the light has started to grow. Shining freedom, claim it your own. Light and joy thrill the air of the room, the people, the objects nearby, all these in the peacefulness of that blue light and joy are one with you. See, light is embracing the house in which you live. It reaches out to your neighborhood, to your township. Like an expanding sail, ever outward the light swells. It embraces your country, your continent, the world. The whole world is basking in the peaceful radiance of your joy. Softly now, release your light from the boundaries of this world. Behold, light rays stream out to the limits of the solar system, to distant stars, to our galactic fringe. At last, countless galaxies in all space. Their stars, tiny like the lights of a far-off city, glimmer serenely in the vastness of your being. God's light and you are one. God's joy and you are one. O ray of the infinite, you are not this little body. You are more, much more, boundless, eternal. All the atoms of creation gather like thirsty children to drink from the waters, to play in the fountain spray of your inexhaustible peace. Now, I soar in the plane of consciousness, above, beneath, on the left, on the right, within and without, everywhere, to find that in every nook of my space home, I have always been in the sacred presence of my Father. Om Shanti.